The only other person at the bar was a crumpled man in a crumpled suit, leaning over his scotch with a crumpled face. As Robert approached, the crumpled man peered at him.
"You," he said, in a bleary kind of way.
"Sorry, am I in your way?" Robert asked.
"I don't remember making you up."
"I don't understand," said Robert.
"They all say that, all my little creations. I often don't recognise them at first, but I soon remember inventing them later. I apologise as your creator for not remembering the glory of your nativity, but then it is only to be expected, as I am a little sloshed, and so all the world is a little sloshy."
"Right," said Robert, trying to get away with his drinks.
"In the beginning, I was born, but I couldn't understand the world. It confused me. It wasn't until my fourth year of life that I was able to create clearly people like me. First, I created how they looked and made only babyish words. But eventually, I created language, and the best language in the world, English, the language of God. And so we could now talk with the first creations of the world, these creatures of my mind. I later invented other languages for any spare people of my imagination, but I didn't bother to learn them."
"Not even French?"
"Seriously. As if God would ever speak French. Naturally, I called the first ones I invented Mum and Dad, my Eve and Adam, though as the years went by, I got bored of them and killed them off. I've spent most of my life creating new friends, but I got bored of them. All they wanted from me was comfort, conversation, innovation, decimalization, my money, my ear, my business number, and my love. So I left the world to itself and concentrated on my new vocation, creating beauty, creating beautiful creatures. Look at them dancing. Aren't they beautiful?"
"They are indeed," said a besuited figure who'd appeared next to the drunk. "They are indeed very, very beautiful."
"Jim," said the crumpled man, "good to see you."
"And you, sir, and you. Drink for the gentleman, please."
The crumpled man soon ignored them, focused on his next scotch.
"Sorry about him, sir. He's a regular, quite harmless. I'm Jim, Gentleman Jim, the proprietor. And you are?"